Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the sports update on First Post, and you're listening to Brian. An update on World Championship and Commonwealth Games champion Mirabai Chanu to begin the day's podcast. We have reported a while ago that the weightlifter had spoken to the media about her fitness. She had mentioned that her health was improving and she expected to be fit and ready for the Asian Games that start on the 18th of August in Jakarta, Indonesia. Chanu, who is a strong contender for a first place finish and a gold medal at the Asian Games, has a lower back problem that has been difficult to identify and treat accurately. She travelled to Mumbai last week to resume her training. Now comes news that chief coach Vijay Sharma has asked the world champion to sit out the Jakarta Games and focus on recuperating properly so she can be fit for the Olympic qualifiers. Turkmenistan is hosting the World Championship in November, which will serve as the first Olympic qualifying event this year. Sharma said, "I have submitted a report to the Federation. Now they have to take a decision. I'm of the opinion that in such less time, it's not good to take heavy load. The Olympic qualifiers event is approaching and that is more important than the Asian Games." 23-year-old Chanu's back problem has not been diagnosed yet. The coach said, "It is a rare problem. The doctors say there might be a small tear in the ligament. That is why the MRIs and CT scans are coming clean." Meanwhile, Sahadev Yadav, Secretary General of the Indian Weightlifting Federation, said a final decision on Chanu's participation in the Asian Games will be taken by Thursday. English all-rounder Ben Stokes appeared in a Bristol Crown Court to stand trial in a case where he is accused of mocking and assaulting two men. The official charge against Stokes is affray. Affray is defined as a public order offence consisting of the fighting of one or more persons in a public place to the terror of ordinary people. Stokes, who will miss the second test between India and England because of this court appearance, is accused of knocking out two men, Ryan Ali and Ryan Hale, in a brawl. The prosecutor said the fights took place outside a Bristol nightclub on the 25th of September last year, just hours after Stokes played in a one-day international against the West Indies. He, along with some English teammates, went to the Mbargo nightclub at around 11:30 p.m. Stokes and teammate Alex Hales left at 12:46 a.m. and returned at 2:08 a.m. They were then told the club was closed. Stokes then offered doorman Andrew Cunningham £60 to be allowed back in, which he then increased to £300. He then commented about the bouncer's gold teeth and tattoos. Two men, described by the prosecutor as openly gay, were exiting the club. Camera footage showed they had some contact with Stokes and Hales inside. The prosecutor also said that Cunningham saw Stokes mimicking their voices and mannerisms in a derogatory way, mocking their champ behavior. Two other men, Ali and Hale, engaged in a conversation with the gay men, and footage showed Ali raising a bottle and striking one of them. Stokes then punched Ali and the pair fell to the ground and grappled. Ali was then taken to a hospital and diagnosed with a fracture to the left of his face and a swollen left eye. He had also suffered a cut and a cracked tooth. Stokes was arrested at the scene. The prosecutor said Stokes claimed he had acted that way because the other individual was abusing his two friends for being gay. The trial is expected to last between 5 and 7 days. India's batting legend Sunil Gavaskar dismissed all talk of a comparison between all-rounder Hardik Pandya and Kapil Dev. An annoyed Gavaskar told news channel Aaj Tak, "Kapil Dev should not be compared with anyone. He's not just a once-in-a-generation player, but a once-in-a-century cricketer, just like Sir Don Bradman and Sachin Tendulkar. We should not compare him with anyone." This was in response to a comment that experts tended to compare the two players for their abilities. Gavaskar also expressed his disappointment with opener Shikhar Dhawan. He lamented that Shikhar simply does not want to change his game. He believes in playing in the same manner which has brought him success till now. He added that Dhawan, who scored 26 and 13 in the first test, needs to make adjustments. Till a player makes a mental adjustment, he will continue to struggle against the red ball in overseas conditions. Gavaskar also said he is in favour of including Cheteshwar Pujara in the batting lineup at Lord's. Some more cricket news, and South African skipper Faf du Plessis will miss the remaining games in the Sri Lanka tour after injuring his shoulder in the third ODI. Faf hurt his shoulder while diving for a catch and then went off the field. Team manager Mohammad Musaji said, "Faf sustained an injury to one of the rotator cuff tendons in his right shoulder and will unfortunately be unavailable for the rest of the tour. He will need a rehabilitation period of up to 6 weeks to make a full recovery." South Africa are up 3-0 in the 5-match ODI series and will also play a one-off T20 match against the Sri Lankans. The home team got the better of the Proteas in the Test series, winning both matches. South Africa will play host to Zimbabwe after the Sri Lanka tour. Indian table tennis player Soumyajit Ghosh, whose career nosedived after rape allegations, is looking to put that behind him and resurrect his sports career. Soumyajit was accused of rape by an 18-year-old, which led to the two-time Olympian hitting what he called rock bottom. He has since married this accuser. This happened in the year the 25-year-old attained an ITTF ranking of 58, the highest in his career. 4 months after the scandal broke, Ghosh is reportedly 10 kilograms heavier and hasn't touched a racket in a long time. He told the PTI, "Everyone thought about the girl, if she was a minor. I was 22 when we started dating. I'm still young. Having said that, there is no point looking back. I'd rather look ahead. Hope my court case is over soon and I get back to training." Ghosh was in Germany when he heard about the FIR filed against him in West Bengal. To avoid being arrested, he stayed in 3 or 4 different countries before returning home in May. During this period, he also missed the Commonwealth Games in Australia, where the Indian contingent performed particularly well. Ghosh's legal troubles could likely be behind him soon, if we go by what his wife Tulika Dutta had to say. "I have no idea about the legal formalities, but I will speak to the lawyer and ensure that my husband's future is not jeopardized. It's a fresh beginning for both of us, and we will do our best to overcome the misunderstandings and live happily," she said. Ghosh waxed philosophical as he worked on his comeback. "They say a sportsperson in India has to go through a lot to achieve something. The grind prepares you for the worst, but what happened with me 4 months ago hit me hard and hit me out of nowhere. I did not know how to deal with it."
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.